Well, God bless you all, and thanks for calling us and hanging out with us around God's Word. We really are blessed to be able to fellowship and share the Word this way. And tonight, what I'd like to do is to continue in the book of John. What an amazing time that must have been for the disciples and for Jesus Christ in many different ways. They were the last few hours before he was taken to be crucified. And I would like for us to focus on the extraordinary love that he showed towards them during these last few hours. Last night, Barney shared from John 3:16 an amazing example that he set for the disciples by washing their feet. The examples of a servant, the great example of humility. Yet he did this as an example for them on how to treat one another. He reached out to them with great words of comfort and compassion because he knew what was coming. He knew what was coming. He knew that they were going to have troubled hearts. And yet he took these hours and he spent them sharing his heart and his love and words of comfort with them. So go to John 14:1-5. We're going to read those scriptures. I'm going to read a lot of scriptures tonight, but I wanted to do that because I just think it's an amazing event that took place with him and these men. And I thought to myself, if I knew that I was only going to spend a certain amount of time with somebody, what would it be that I would want to do? What would I want to share and how would I want it to be? And what an amazing example Christ has left for us in every category that we face. So John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas says to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. These are some of the words that he's sharing with these disciples who are getting a little concerned, you know. Things are happening that they don't quite understand, but he has taken this time to explain the most important things to him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Listen to the power in those words, you guys. It is just as powerful today as it was when he shared that with them back then. Go to verse 25. These are the things he's talking to them about. These are his words to these 12 men. Verse 25. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. He's talking to them about some of the most important things that are going to come up in their lives in the near future. The gift of the Holy Spirit and what that means. And you look at that now in our lives, and how important was that when we first learned about that? And peace, the real peace, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Think about what those words must have meant to them as the night moved on, as things began to really happen. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. And that's the way it should be with us right now. You know, there's this enemy that we're fighting in this disease as a nation. And you know what? We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to have fear because God is watching over each and every one of us. And we just need to relax and trust in him and live in the peace that Jesus Christ has made available to us. So he says, don't let your hearts be afraid, okay? You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. He's preparing them. He's sharing these things that will help them be more able to cope as things unfold. And they are challenged in ways they were never challenged even before or when he was with them. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world might know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so do I. Arise, let's go away from here. This is where he's getting ready to leave, and there's some other things that happen, which we'll take a little short look at, but I want to really look, I want you to really see the encouragement, the comfort, and love that is written in this chapter 16. He really shares so much with them to help them and to help them to stay peaceful during this time. So, but I'd like to go to John 17 because there's another example of what Jesus Christ chose to do those last few hours before they took him away. And quite honestly, it's been a part of the scriptures in my life that just amazes me when I read it. And I do read it a lot because I just think there's so much here to understand and learn that I'll never get it all. But this is John 17, verse 1. Jesus Christ now takes the time to pray for himself. He says, Jesus spoke these words. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. He knows. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. What an amazing prayer. He takes the time to just open his heart up to his Father, who will strengthen him and encourage him. And you know God talked back to him. You know that God comforted him. There's another prayer that he does for his disciples in John 17, verses 6 through 19. I encourage you to go to this section sometime tonight or tomorrow and read this prayer. Because of time, I want you to go to do this on your own. But starting in verse 16 through 19, it is an amazing prayer that he does for his disciples. The love and compassion and heart he has for them is so, so evident. But I want to go down to John 17, verse 20. Here is where he prays for all believers. When I first really understood that that's what he was doing, it blew my mind. He is praying for us back then, before we were even a twinkle in our parents' eyes. He was praying for us. What an amazing man. What an amazing Lord. And this is what he says. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved me as you have loved, and you have loved them, excuse me, as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, and that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you have loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and I will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. He's talking about Christ in us, all the believers. He's talking about Christ in us. What an amazing thing to say to his Father. What a great example of the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives in us, who sets these examples in God's Word to help us understand what we are capable of in manifesting this kind of love, God's love in us, Christ in us, towards each other. What an amazing Savior we have. What an amazing Lord. And He lives within us. So I encourage us, all of us, let us shine forth with the same love, the same encouragement, and the same compassion to others as He has shown to us. This is the time to live the love of Christ so boldly and so completely and so immediately and so consistently that the world will only stand in great honor of our own Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when we speak the word, when we speak of our Lord and Savior, let it be with the same heart He had and the same words that He spoke. Let us shine forth as bright as they have called us to shine forth, our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I love you guys. God bless.
Have a word of prayer, please.
Sure. Oh, Father, we really are so thankful and touched by Your love and by the courage and commitment and obedience of our Lord Christ Jesus, who even changed His will to line up with Your will, Father, and hung on that cross for us. And on that cross, He asked for forgiveness of someone who had rejected You, God. This is the man that lives within us. Help us, Father, to manifest that man more every day. To let our hearts shine. To let our words be kind. And to let us be eternally thankful, Father, for what He has done for us and what You do for us every single day. We love You, God. And we're so thankful to You and thank You for our Lord and Savior. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen.